This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are less than a month away until the first real MLB game gets underway. Orioles start their season in Toronto before coming to Baltimore to host the Red Sox for their home opener. But about to be the month of March, the madness is upon us. And joining us right now, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, let's start with baseball. What are a couple futures that you're keeping an eye on?
Guys, I am absolutely loving some of these make-the-playoff futures, especially for a team like the Detroit Tigers. I love the Tigers this year because, first of all, they've got a great manager with A.J. Hinch. This is a top-five bullpen, and I am a sucker for a good bullpen. I mean, Orioles fans all know that because that's kind of what you guys are banking on right now. But anyway, I'm looking at the Tigers for making the playoffs in plus money. This is a team that last year ended up beating the Houston Astros in the wild card series and went to the LDS, sent it to game five. They've got confidence, too, going in. The Royals, they're another team, too, to make the playoffs. I like the Tigers more to win the division, solely because of bullpen and manager, and that's around plus 270. The Royals make the playoffs, though, also at plus 110. Their lineup got better, added Jonathan India to the leadoff spot. The Royals actually had the worst leadoff on-base percentage last year, way under 300, and India's career 350 on-base percentage. Then he's in front of Witt, Pasquantino, Perez, the Royals' bullpen. Well, that was the problem last year, ranked 20th in ERA, but added Carlos Estevez in the offseason. And Hunter Harvey, if he's healthy, great setup man. So looking at those two teams out of the Central have some value in the playoff market.
Yeah, we ranked the divisions in the American League last week, and I'm with you. I love the Tigers to win that division. I think there's a lot of value there. Garrett Crochet is a guy we've talked about a fair amount on this show, and I think he may be, Ariel, like the wild card in this whole division. Like, if he's the guy they had in the first half there in Chicago last year before the bottom fell out on the season and they started sort of basically just kind of manipulating his starts to keep him healthy because they knew they were going to trade him because they couldn't extend him. Like, if he's the first half guy, I think the Boston Red Sox are the second best team in this division and a surefire playoff team. Are you wagering on the Bo Sox at all?
If there was a team that I had to take to win the AL East, you can get the Red Sox at 3-1. It would be the team I'd go for. You mentioned getting Crochet. They also got Walker Buehler, which is huge for the depth in the Red Sox starting rotation. And plus, Lucas Giolito should return from that surgery on his right UCL. Garrett Whitlock, he's going to go back to that role in the bullpen. He dominated there in his rookie year with a 1.96 ERA, so he's good for bulk innings. Hendricks, slight favorite to be the closer. The bullpen was the issue for the Red Sox last year. So if Hendricks can be like back to the form he was in 2022, then the Red Sox have a really good shot at winning this division. And pitching wins championships in baseball. So for me, Yankees and Red Sox have the better pitching for this division right now. The Orioles, I will tell you this, everything in me wanted to bet the under out of anger on their win total because
I was like, all right, this team, all they needed was a number two to Corbin Burns, and they were in the race for a World Series. I'm not going to let my heart speak to me, though. I really trust Brandon Hyde. He's dealt with much worse starting rotations and somehow got the Orioles to still be a 90-plus win team. If the Orioles are in contention and we hit trade deadline, the Orioles better make a push for a big name number one, and then they're right back in this thing.
We're speaking to Ariel Epstein. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Ariel, let's get to some of your plays in the NBA. The Nuggets are heading to Detroit, taking on the red-hot Pistons. What's a player prop you like in that one?
Jamal Murray for the Nuggets over on his points. This morning, I took it at 20.5. It's up to 21.5. I used to hate back-to-backs until I realized, oh, I could just go back and look at all of the back-to-backs and see how players did on a second leg. And now that we are past the halfway point of the season, we do have some decent sample sizes. Murray, in the 7 games he's played on the second leg of a back-to-back, is averaging just over 21 points a game. In the 4 games he's done a second leg of a back-to-back against a team that's good in rebounds allowed, which I know is like a crazy weird stat, but it just means that maybe since a team's top 10 in rebounds allowed, someone like Nikola Jokic doesn't have as easy of a time putting up points. So Jamal Murray could be that person, and Jokic is also such a great big that he could help defend the paint and open up those lanes for Murray. So Murray, to me, would be the player I'd look at tonight over on his points.
Big one between the Cavs and the Celtics, the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. I kind of like the Cavs' money line first quarter. I don't have much else cooking on this game yet. What about you?
We aren't talking enough about how amazing Kristaps Porzingis has been this season, especially defensively. He's limited opposing bigs to 14 points and 10 rebounds, which I know 10 rebounds is double digits, but still, when you're talking about some big name centers, mm-hmm. like a Jared Allen, 10 is not a great game. It's an average game. Jared Allen under his rebounds tonight's where I'm looking. His last game against the Celtics, Allen had 17 points and 18 rebounds. When I see uncharacteristic things happen in a matchup, typically they don't happen again.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at against Porzingis. He's not letting Jared Allen get to him on the boards again, take his under 11.5 rebounds.
She's Ariel Epstein. She joins us every single Friday. But Ariel, where else can the people find you?
Check me out at thepropqueen.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. All this great trends and all these different tables I make of trends, really useful for betting props.
You're the best, Ariel.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
It was impeccable timing there,
Jason.
He's on
it. He's on it.
Impeccable timing. What bet you got, Ben?
I got one college basketball bet and then three in the NBA. Start with college. Purdue -5.5. UCLA's had some road struggles this season. I mean, they've won a few, but that was USC, Washington, and Oregon. All three of those are on the West Coast. Purdue will be ready to go tonight. I said it earlier. They lost four in a row, called a players-only meeting. And of those four losses, three of them are on the road, and then one was to Wisconsin, who might be the best team in the Big Ten. This game means a lot for Purdue, so I think they cover, win outright and cover. Donovan Mitchell, over 31.5 points and rebounds, is my first NBA play. Mitchell's cleared this number in all three games against the Celtics this season. This is a guy who loves these type of matchups. He's either going to go way over or finish short. I think he's going to score 30-plus again. He's done that in all three games against the Celtics as well. And he loves going against Jaylen Brown. And there's always the hype with Tatum and Brown. I think Mitchell has his way tonight. Next play is Jaren Jackson, over 22.5 points. Knicks are allowing 28 points per game to opposing power forwards in their last seven. That's the most in the NBA. We've seen Jackson take a big jump this season. Yep. Memphis has Ja Morant playing like he's Dennis Schroeder or something. And Memphis has had a ton of success, so you can't really question it. They've been awesome all year. But Ja's not taking games over scoring. They've needed other guys to do that. Jaren Jackson has stepped up in a big way. He's very good at home, 52.1% from the field. And Desmond Bane's questionable. So if he's out, that number should move up a point or two. So I like him over 22.5 points. Last play is Mike Conley, over 5.5 assists and -140. Anthony Edwards is out with suspension, which is trash. That's a whole another conversation. But Jazz are allowing a bunch of assists to opposing guards this season. They've been really, really bad defensively. Mike Conley will see more minutes tonight. He should play anywhere from 26 to 30, I'd expect. And 5.5 assists is not too much for him.
Where can the people find you, Beltway Ben Hall? And also, most importantly, is there a stream going on?
At BH Journalist on Twitter. I've said there's been a stream the past few weeks, and then Saturdays have gotten busy. But there will definitely be a stream this Saturday at 11 a.m. at BH Journalist on Twitter.
All right.
Love it.
It will be live.
And also,
I'll be watching it from Mateo's baseball practice.
Appreciate that.
Also, another edition of the Fresh Take tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. Tonight.
Absolutely. 6 to 8. We are the appetizer, Jason. To the main course.
We're just setting
the
table.
That is Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland. Before we step out, you can't keep these birds down, man.
And it's their time of year.
8-run ninth inning gave the Orioles a 13-10 lead in the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Beavers hit a home run. Judd Fabian doubled. Maverick Hanley doubled. The Machine drove in some runs. We will get back into Orioles baseball at the bottom of the hour. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, member of Baltimore Baseball tonight, and also has a new podcast with Jerry Coleman. Bordy will be joining us at 4:30. But coming up next, we're going to take your calls on the Ravens. Jason gave you the spending habits, or lack thereof, of the Ravens since 2017. Is that a big issue for you? We also did a six-pack in the 3 o'clock hour, six things that the Ravens should do differently this year. What should the Ravens do differently this offseason to put them over the top? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.